This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It is time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we are joined by Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. Food and calorie tracking app MyFitnessPal has acquired an artificial intelligence startup in an attempt to attract more subscribers. Natalie, let's start kind of the basics here. First of all, MyFitnessPal, what does it do?
Yeah, so it's a smartphone app that lets users log their daily meals using the 18 million items in their food database and see how all that aligns with their nutritional goals. So let's say if you're trying to build muscle, maybe you need more protein. And so it will kind of nudge you to say, okay, where are you on your daily protein intake and help you reach your goals.
18 million items in the food database. So I could try to fool it with jicama or rutabaga, and it's probably going to have that information in there somewhere, right?
Maybe, and you can also create the food item yourself based on your habits.
All right, so how is it planning to use AI as a nutrition aid?
Yeah, so they acquired this AI meal planning startup called Intent last year, started by two Harvard graduates, and that technology will generate personalized meal plans using their recipe database by taking into account the user's allergens, calorie targets, their dietary preferences, or even household and budget sizes.
So basically, it acts like a human nutritionist, right? It takes into account various variables, factors, and then tries to come up with a meal plan for you.
Yeah, that's the idea. And it will be based on sort of the goals that you're trying to hit and even take into, you know, food preferences you might have. Like if you say you don't like chicken, they might suggest a shrimp, salad instead.
You know, I know there are a lot of people, and yeah, maybe I can raise my hand on this one, who say, well, I'd like to eat better, but I don't necessarily know what to eat. Are those the kind of people who could use a tool like this? They want to track their calories and eat better. Maybe these could be some good suggestions for them.
Yes, that's the intention. And I spoke to the CEO of the company who said actually more than 81% of their users were interested in learning how to create healthier meals. And even more of those users wanted a meal planning feature, which is why it prompted them to, you know, look for this kind of technical expertise.
Let's talk about pricing. How much does this new feature cost?
So this feature will be included in a new subscription plan that planned to not launch. That is going to be $99 a year. It's called Premium Plus, and will be launched in markets like US, UK, Canada this spring.
Are there other companies that are doing this, Natalie? Are there rivals to MyFitnessPal?
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of calorie tracking apps out there, but whether they integrate AI meal planning is sort of another category in itself. There are apps that also work with registered nutritionists or dietitians, but really the integration of both these things is really a first we're seeing here.
You know, it's interesting. I think, you know, we have to program it with information, right? And so everybody has to be honest. If they don't walk a lot, they have to put in there, I'm not real active. If you're a little overweight, no fudging on the weight, you need to be honest for this whole thing to work, right?
Yes, I've used it a bit in a while back, and they do integrate like steps. If you wear a smartwatch, you can integrate that into the app as well. So it can track some of your activity. So it does require a lot of input from the user as well.
All right. Very interesting. That is Natalie Lung at Bloomberg. Natalie, thank you for coming on today. We appreciate it. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.